This bitch has a Wingstop ranch found in her car.
What?
Oh. Yeah, look at this. She's got a ranch found in her car.
Oh, fuck. Oh.
That's making a fucking ranch fountain in my drawers.
To have a fountain for, why are you doing it with ranch?
I don't know. She's probably a pervert.
Especially, yeah, you close your car door to go out to shop your favorite fucking Big Lots or whatever you have you, and so fucking all of a sudden, the hot summer sun is fucking steaming up that ranch fountain.
I was just gonna recommend a sriracha mayo fountain, but imagine that with that'd the hot sun.
Worse. Yeah, that'd be way worse.
Oh god,
sriracha mayo is way thicker.
Spicy thing. Rotten mayo.
Yeah, it'd be like toothpaste in 10 minutes. You go popping in and out of a Ross Dress for Less, and you come back, and your whole car is just permanently fucking stunk up.
Ew. You leave your dog in there for a little too long, and you just find him just wallowing in your rotten egg. Yeah.
You go.
Maybe that's what saved their lives, though.
You leave both your dog and your sriracha mayo fountain in the car while you're going to Ross Dress for Less.
I mean, where else am I going to do my day shopping?
That's true, yeah. I need fits. Fucking the Nordstrom Rack is closed, and fucking TJ Maxx is, you know, it's falling off. Burlington
Coat Factory, that let me down.
Yeah. Where's a brother supposed to go for some drip these days? I ask you.
It's sad, but true.
I ask thee, where am I supposed to go for my drip?
If you're might looking we for a do recommendation. A clap sync?
Very oh, yeah. well.
Before we start going on a Burlington Coat Factory tear, because there's a lot there.
Burlington Coat Factory takedown.
All right. 3, 2, 1.
Good evening, and welcome to Tucker Carlson Tonight. Now, the number one question that's been on every American's mind this week. What are these bats chatting about?
I'm a creep. I'm a weirdo.
Yeah, go ahead, run through your
thing. I'm a bat. I am chatting.
All right, and then we can do one with Abe's Delight here.
Nice.
Are you ready, Abe's Delight?
Yes.
Alright. 3, 2, 1. Perfect.
Alright.
Abe, if you're looking for a recommendation of where to get your drip, I suggest the Gap.
Oh, the Gap's where it's at, baby. I'll give me some some corduroy shorts.
Yes, sir.
Some corduroy shorts. $20 canvas slides.
Full corduroy everything. Mm-hmm. Get you a Kevlar newsman's cap.
Kevlar newsman's cap in case someone tries to shoot the top of my head.
Yes, Abe, you have a beautiful dome that I don't want getting hurt.
It's a big target. I acknowledge that. You know, people.
You got too much brain up there, man.
That's what most heinous fucking criminals think when they see my big shiny dome. They're like, I want to blow this bitch's head off.
Unsuspecting fucking bastard. This old bald son of a bitch.
He's so fucking, ain't that just typical? I did, I do, honestly, this isn't a lie or anything, but I, when I am on public transport or anything without a hat, people do stare. And it's kind of sympathetic looks, they look sad for me.
Actually?
Yeah.
I feel like being bald's in right now.
Being bald has never been more out, my friends.
I'm just imagining an old woman put her hand on your shoulder and say, I'll pray for you.
Oh dear. Hey,
do they think you're
so
dying
sorry.
Or something?
I don't know. Well, I think it's just, in the days of keeps and hymns and fucking minoxidil, I think being bald has never been more out of style. You know, not many are as brave as I am.
Well, that's kind of fucked up. I didn't think that, but I guess I just have bald friends, so I never really think about it.
Maybe it's because, maybe it's because I'm just being, the algorithm knows that I'm bald, and so they just they're constantly like fucking filling my feed full of, you know, like, heal your fucking sickly disease, you freak.
Scalp lotion. Fucking the hair implant.
Yeah.
Hey, do you get a lot of toupee ads?
I have gotten toupee ads before.
No way.
That's yeah.
So fucked.
They still make toupees?
Yeah, they do like really good ones these days, as I've learned.
How much do they cost?
I don't know. It's like, what, you have to go to like a professional, do it, and then they like shave the top of your head and like fucking glue it onto you, you know?
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Can you like take a shower with it?
You can get like a toupee. Yeah, they last for like months. You can get like a toupee fade.
What?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
You can
shit.
Get a fade toupee?
Yeah, dude.
Nuh-uh.
It's fucking crazy.
Abe, you're gonna get a boozy fade with a toupee.
Wouldn't that be crazy if I just like showed up to record one day and I had a fucking...
a pull out of hair.
And a boozy fade.
How do you spell toupee?
It's like
T-O-U.
Oh, I got it. I looked up boozy fade toupee. I'm trying to see... trying to see if we can find one. There's a barber tutorial, but I don't see the...
Abe, I wish I would have known that you were in the market for a toupee. I just got my hair trimmed, and I had like 5 or 6 inches.
Shit, you lost that much?
Yeah, and it doesn't look like it went anywhere.
Spin around for me, sweetheart. So,
this bun used to have like a whole tail behind it.
Damn.
It used to go like down to here.
You're so pretty.
Oh, thank you. Me and my beautiful horse hair. Dude, straight up, Nora and I we've realized that I could probably make like a bowstring out of my hair like they used to in the old days.
That would be cool. Gotta go like Na'vi style on us.
Yeah.
Na'vi.
I wish I could mate with my hair. That'd be so sick.
It makes it so much easier. Mm-hmm. I did find something interesting.
Hit us with it.
While I was looking for the Boosie Fade toupee. It was a hot new hip-hop article published on June 2nd of last year, 2023.
Hot new,
by Noah Grant. And it says, Boosie Badass cried over son not wanting a Boosie fade. the rapper told The Breakfast Club that his son could either get the fade or stay home for the summer.
Jesus wow. Christ.
What the fuck?
That's like abusive.
Yeah, what the fuck? What
Major the L, Boosie.
That? Yeah, Boosie did not... He actually... Yeah, the child did not want to, in quote, Boosie fade. Sadly, that appears to be a capital crime in the Boosie Badass household. During his interview with The Breakfast Club, the host tried to have a lighthearted conversation about it. Boosie, however, seemed to take it extremely seriously. We have a choice to make this summer. You can either cut your hair or stay home, Boosie said. The rapper continued as the host listened intently, seemingly unsure if he was joking. This is my time, bro. When you go back to school, when you go back out of town, you do what you want, but this is my time. When you get 18, do whatever the fuck you want, Boosie continued. But you come home for summer. My 2 months have enough respect for me to come as you are. Show your daddy that you respect for what I put into this fucking family. Bro, I cried. Keep this playing. Bro, I cried when I saw his hair. Keep it all back one more time. I cried when I saw his hair. I cried. It hurt me so bad, bro. It seems that Boosie takes his son hair very seriously. What do you think about his comments? Sound off in the comments below.
I felt like we needed to lighten the mood there a little bit.
Yeah, got a little dark.
Got a little dark.
Yeah, a little abusive. Like, why are you screaming at your kid about not wanting a Boosie fade? Like, also, is the Boosie fade, like, that iconic that, like, you need to have it?
Yeah, like that's kind of, like, fucked. Like, are the other kids at school going to give his son, like, shit? Is like, oh, how come you don't have the Boosie fade? You must hate your dad.
Yeah.
Yeah, that must be what it is.
I thought you were a Boosie. I thought you were going to keep the line pure. Who knows Ooh. What, man? Ooh. I don't know. It's what Boosie's got to answer for this.
That's what I'm gonna do with my son, but with being bald. My son won't even know that he can bald. Has the ability to grow hair.
You're just trimming him with a pair of scissors.
Yeah, from birth, I'm gonna like just like rub like Nair on his head every morning. I'm gonna make him think that it's like part of a skincare routine.
So will he even know?
Yeah, the goal is that he just is not aware. He thinks that he has like fucking what's the alopecia?
Yeah,
is that what it is? Yeah. You're bald.
But Then he could, so you'd have to get rid of his eyebrows too, if he had that.
Yeah, no, he can keep the eyebrows.
Yeah,
and then he facial hair too.
He's just the kid.
Yeah,
he's just. Abe, what would you call your haircut? Because like boozy fade, you know, that's like, what would you call it? The Abe bald or something?
The Abe slime.
The AB slime? Yeah. Is that what you'd call the nair that you're applying, or is that?
Yeah, this is AB slime. Rub up with some AB slime.
I'm gonna rub you full of dad slime. Oh, come here, boy.
It's time. It's slime time.
Oh no, Abe, you're gonna get locked up.
Oh yeah, I got into a big argument. Speaking of slime time, I got into a big argument with Flannery the other day because I was 100% sure of this, and I am right, but she still doesn't believe me, despite, like, every fucking source online agreeing with me, that fucking Nickelodeon slime is edible, and she just, like, refuses to believe that fact.
No, it is, because I remember you could buy it at Toys R Us.
Yeah.
Like, when we were younger, and I remember, like, reading, like, oh, yeah, it's, like, edible. Because I think it's just, like, cornstarch.
No, like, the ones that they use, like, for the Kids' Choice Awards and shit, it's, like... It's straight up food. It's made out of like oatmeal and pudding.
What?
Oh,
I don't know if it's made out of pudding. Are you sure?
I'm like 1,000% sure.
Too good to be true.
All right, bitch. Fine. If you want to fight me too.
No, I'm not fighting you.
You're just like her.
I agree that it's edible. I'd be very surprised if they just literally used like pudding.
A mix of vanilla pudding, applesauce, green food coloring, and oatmeal. Ooh. Bitch.
Okay.
Well, why does it look so smooth? Do you think they blended all that up?
Yeah, they probably puree it.
That's fucking wild.
They puree it just like my soup to go idea.
I feel like it'd be less of a mess if they just used like cornstarch and shit. It wouldn't be as sticky. Like,
yeah, but it wouldn't be delicious to eat.
I guess. Oh, that's true. I bet it does taste kind of good.
Like vanilla pudding, applesauce, and oatmeal? That sounds great.
Now it makes me want to be front row at the Kids' Choice Awards so I can get a little, just that little taste of that stuff.
Yeah, like you're at SeaWorld and Shamu splashes on you and you...
Give me that whale juice, baby. Mm.
Whale juice.
What if Shamu is in a big, big vat of slime?
Dude, I bet Shamu would love Nickelodeon slime.
Yeah, of course Shamu could swim through it, and also it would be probably better for them and more delicious.
Did Shamu pass?
I have no idea if Shamu's alive.
Shamu may have passed.
Yeah, they might be out of orcas now at SeaWorld. Orcas may have died.
Because of all the controversy.
Well, the one, the owner of the Indianapolis... Jesus. The owner of the Indianapolis Colts was actually going to spend, a couple hundred million dollars or something to convert like a Boeing 737 into like a flying aquarium ship, and he was gonna fly this one last orca to like the Pacific Northwest and like let it go free.
That's beautiful.
It's very worth the multiple hundred thousand dollars.
Can you look up Jim Irsay orca?
Damn, you just
I know
had
the orca
that shit
passed before it could come to fruition, but I want to make sure I'm getting this right.
You had that Irsay is that an name, I-R-S-A-Y. Like, you had that in your back pocket. You just knew that. On the fly.
Yeah, but I think that, like he spent like an egregious amount of money on this. I think
like Jim Irsay.
Jim Irsay, I-R-S-A-Y. I think
he might be America's hero, man.
Orca plane that is autofilled to orca plane.
Orca plane. Yeah, okay.
Jim Irsay's whale flight explained why Colts owners spending millions to fly orca across the country. Oh, God. Let's see. Colts owner Jim Irsay has some money to play around with, but it won't be going to Jonathan Taylor. the cost of airfare is rising nationwide, but the price of a plane ticket for a person pales in comparison to what the cost of loading a 4-ton whale onto a plane. It's $20 million this is going to cost him. It's expected to take as many as 2 years for the flight to happen. The timeline would even be longer if not for Irsay's support. And this was August of last year, so I don't know if they've actually made the flight yet.
No, the whale died.
What?
The whale died before they get the plane finished. Yeah.
What the fuck, dude?
Yeah.
What do you do with the aquarium plane after that?
Oh, like, what the fuck? The orca is named Lolita.
Yeah.
What the fuck? Yeah.
I don't know why it was named that. It had a, I think it had a different, like, I think like there was some also like a, like an indigenous peoples group that like wanted it to have its name change to something else. Like it had like a different name.
Yeah, it's named after a book about a pedophile.
Yeah, I don't.
And or Jeffrey name. Epstein's plane.
Though, yeah, because I was saying, wasn't that the Lolita
Express
or whatever?
Yeah. Which, like, insane that they, like, how, okay. How are you, like, because I'm assuming that, like, all planes, all private jets and everything have to be, like, registered with, like, fucking some kind of airspace officials and shit. So how does, like, somebody working for, like, this, like, regulatory plane board or whatever the fuck see that a plane is registered as the Lolita Express and not, like, ring any sort of fucking alarm bells? Like, hey, I think there's a plane full of pedophiles.
What did Lolita originally come from? I actually don't know.
It's like it's a book. It's a very famous book about a pedophile.
Oh really?
Yeah.
It was that on the nose?
Yeah, it's called Lolita.
Well, I don't want to associate this orca with perverts, but it did have an original, like a birth name. Like Lolita was its government name, but I think its birth name was Takate or Toki.
that's way cooler.
Of the Lumni Nation, yeah. Or Lummi Nation.
So I shouldn't be calling
Takate. Call Takate.
Takate. All right. My apologies, Takate, for using your the
Don't
name
use
that
the government name
the name that they gave you. This white government has given you. Takate the orca whale spent the last 53 years in captivity at the Miami Seaquarium since being captured off the coast of Washington in 1970. Let's see. Its health is believed to have been stabilized, and she could have plenty of time left if the transition back to the ocean isn't too challenging. Orcas live an average of 90 years, but apparently Takate did not, is what you're saying.
No. No, Takate passed.
She's healthy. I've got money. Let's move her, Irsay said. told the Pat McAfee show in July.
So sick.
It's fucking raw. I kind of fuck with the Colts now.
Here's a tweet that Jim Irsay made. Dinner before today's Lolita press conference in Miami Beach. Key players in the massive plan to finally free this 8,000-pound killer whale, Lolita. Stay tuned as this dream unfolds in real time. Filmmaker Ryan White to document every incredible step towards freedom. Wow.
That's brutal.
Hang on. I need to, like, confirm that this whale is fucking dead. Oh, yeah, here's the third story. Yeah, the whale that Jim Irsay wanted to set free has died. this is terrible.
It is.
Oh, God.
Because Takate had a lot of time left, from what it sounded like. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, here we go. They actually changed the name. In this story, they call it Takate.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
You don't call it Lolita. That's what the white man wants you to call it.
Yeah.
It's Takate.
Damn, this was August of 2023, so this is only like 2 months after that last story.
Damn.
Yeah, it did not go well.
Oh, that's awful.
The weight, life comes at you fast, unfortunate for Takate.
Yeah. The weight of the world put her down.
Sorry, hang on, I'll share my screen so you guys can get in on this view. This is new.
I got a visual. In my head, I'm crying on the inside.
Over the last 2 days, Taki, started exhibiting signs of discomfort. I want to see like a quote from Irsay.
I know he definitely commented on it because like this was his, you know, this was like his magnum opus. Besides being a billionaire and owning the Colts, this would probably be the next best thing you could do.
He was the first to call. Wait. He was the first to call her Takate, which means nice day, pretty colors in Coast Salish language. Aww. Oh, God.
Damn. He really Free loved Takate. Her.
Taki's care required more than $200,000 per month, and Jim Irsay's generosity ensured that she was taken care of. He was shelling out $200,000 a month to comfort this whale in her dying last days.
That's so fucking cool, dude.
That's awesome,
dude. So fucking cool.
Like, that is so fucking sick.
So sick. Damn. Like, no reason for that. I don't know. I actually wonder how he even got involved with Takate.
He's just passionate about whales.
I guess, but like that. See, that makes you realize, well, maybe billionaires aren't so bad.
It makes me. I mean, just one, baby. It's this guy. This guy and the guy who owns Costco are the two good ones.
Yeah, Jim Irsay is definitely up there.
It makes me want to become a Colts fan.
Free Takate.
Free Takate. Well,
fly high, Takate.
Fly, Takate, fly. I just want to see. Oh, Irsay in a social media post Friday night wrote, "I'm heartbroken that Taki has left us. Her story captured my heart, just as it did millions of others. I was honored to be a part of the team working to return her to her indigenous home, and I take solace in knowing that we've significantly improved her living conditions this past year. Her spirit and grace have touched so many. Rest in peace, dear Taki." Damn.
Yeah, that's fucking deep.
That's tough, man.
Rest in peace, Taki.
Yeah, rest in peace.
It's crazy because some of them, some places use her dead name as some use Taki. Because they're referring to the same organization, but some people say Friends of Taki and some people say Friends of Lolita.
We don't say perverts. Friends of Lolita out here. Yeah. We don't say that.
It's fucking weird.
They should get put on the watch list.
I'm surprised you guys didn't hear about this. I figured like a whale plane probably would have came across one of your.
I would have thought so too, man.
At some point.
I'm not as online as I once was, apparently, if I missed the Jim Irsay work a plane story.
What the fuck's he going to do with this plane?
Yeah, I wonder if he's going to finish it, maybe either try to free a different whale. Like, are there any more orcas that he can free?
I'm sure there's got to be at least one orca somewhere in an aquarium.
Yes, and at least I know in the U.S., I think they, like, outlawed it. So the ones that are here are the last ones that should ever exist in aquariums.
Map of all orcas in captivity.
Oh my god.
Free Willy mapped. Oh yeah, baby. There's orcas all over.
What do the red ones mean? Does that mean dead?
Here's one. They say this one, it's pointed out in just like the middle of the ocean, so I guess this one's free. Wow, there's not many. Most of them are in the U.S.
There's some near us, dude. Look at the...
Yeah, can I...
That looks like it'd be...
Dude, there's one in... Is that... No way.
That's Niagara Falls.
Marineland?
Marineland, dude, baby.
Kiska. They don't have an orca still, do they?
Everyone loves Marineland. Hey, hey.
Yeah. Go on the giant up and down.
You're gonna love the sky screamer. Yeah,
that's what it is. That's what it was.
You want to ride it over again.
Again.
Everyone loves Marineland. Oh, can I pull up the Marineland song real quick before we look into Kiska?
And can we go to we gotta go to the Marineland website and maybe see like what they've got going on still. Because I doubt they still have an orca there.
Yeah, so for people who don't know, Marineland is a it's an aquarium theme park right on the US-Canadian border. And it's like this basically, it's if you lived anywhere in the Western New York area, you were basically constantly hammered with commercials for Marineland. It was just like lived up to be this huge fucking extreme theme park situation, like where there, you could just watch just fucking whales jumping out of the fucking floor and shit and eating your fucking loved ones. It was just fucking awesome.
It had a sick song too, like trying to sing.
Here comes some bars for y'all.
Let's put you on some game real quick.
Let me put you on something hot right now. Some hot fire. This will just fucking load.
We're doing a little edging.
Wait, can you guys not hear this?
No, I can't hear it, dude. I need that.
I can't hear it either. What the hell?
It looks beautiful visually.
Oh, hold up. I got this.
Don't worry, I can edit this in post.
Yeah. Here we go.
Three lines kiss and the story goes. It's amazing shows and friendship code. Everyone loves Marine.
God, such a good song. You'll be spinning, diving, and soaring high. I'm on a coaster ride, flying to the sky. Shouldn't they have bears too? It's a zooquarium. It's a zooquarium theme park.
Yeah, like roller coasters. We gotta go to their website, and yeah. I want to.
Just
I
one more.
See if
just one more.
Yeah, I mean, it's short. It's not taking up that much time.
Just one more. Just gotta get my face.
Listen, a minute. It's 1/60th of the pod. We can afford two. Oh, it's an updated version.
There's a wonderful place in Ontario where all the dolphins dance in a row, you know. From big to small, we've got something for all. Everyone loves Marine Land.
We've there's the orca. The there's Kimki.
Walruses and sea lions too. The Dragon Mountain ride. Exciting
free
things Kimki. To do. So have a whale of a time as he sings his line.
Sorry, Kiska. Everyone free Kiska. Yeah, honestly, free them. Yeah, free them. Oh, dude, that's fucking crazy.
Yeah, can you find their website? Maybe we should go and do like a on the ground investigation.
on the ground. We're here at Marine Land. Yeah, riding like the roller coasters and shit.
Multiple
Marine
Lands.
We're doing hardcore fucking on the ground reporting.
Yeah, we're like Vice before they came soft.
Yeah, we're Vice, but way more hardcore, baby. So they still have like a fuck ton of belugas. It looks like
that's sad. They're really smart.
They're marine mammals. Got all these belugas, belugas.
Is that it?
Is it just belugas? Yeah.
Oh wait, or is there a place to? What?
I mean, I clicked marine mammals,
and that's it.
Friendship.
Not to sound disappointed, I guess, but
I mean, yeah. I wanted to get in there and bust some fucking heads and free Kiska.
There's no way they only have. I mean, that's good. What?
Interesting. How?
That
convenient.
Seems misleading. Yeah, let's go. There's what?
Let's look it up. Hang on, Marine Land Ontario. Yeah,
that doesn't seem right. Maybe this is a different Marine Land.
Well, no, I clicked the website for like that specific one. Kiska, the world's loneliest orca, dies at Canada's marine land.
Jesus Christ.
March 2023.
Oh my god, so this was this year?
Less than a year ago.
Yeah, wow.
What
the fuck?
The fuck, dude. What the fuck?
The loneliest whale in the world.
I think we need to start killing people.
Yeah, holy fuck.
It's dude. Like, we need to join forces with fucking Irsay and start just like bombing these fucking places. This is insane.
Yeah, like a militant group. What the fuck?
This is so fucking depressing.
This is taking a really dark turn.
Yeah, I know. This is not a happy, fun podcast. Hang on, let me lighten the moods.
Okay, there we go. Oh my god. I don't know. I think that helps.
The orca, believed to be 47 years old, died on Thursday, and Ontario's Solicitor General military spokesperson confirmed to CBC.
Wow. Half the lifespan that you'd expect.
Jesus Christ.
Ugh. God.
This shit's a tragedy. I'm sick of these elites stealing all these whales out of the ocean.
Well, Abe, I was going to say, on the map, there's red and there's green pins.
Yeah.
And that's why I was going to ask, are the red pins dead?
Or oh, wait, no, it says, this must be outdated. It says red is living, blue is escaped, and green is deceased.
Escaped?
So this map is outdated. They think Kiska's still alive.
Let's find some escape.
Wait, there's an escape one in Minnesota?
Yeah, apparently
Minnesota
escaped.
Okay, we got to find out about this one, dude.
Teen Row in Minnesota escaped.
How
apparently.
Did it escape? To where?
Apparently into the fucking Great Lakes, I guess.
Lake Superior has a fucking orca?
We got to figure out what's going on here,
Status
I think.
Status escaped. Yeah, let's see. Or yeah, Malivina? Let's see.
No way.
Orca. Here we go. Oh, there's a killer whale wiki. This is helpful. let's see. Her current status and location are unknown, but it is believed that she may have either escaped, been transferred to China, or passed away sometimes in 2016. What the fuck?
How would they not know if she escaped?
What the fuck? Oh, nah, there's something happened and they, like, swept it under the rug.
Yeah, status missing? You don't just, like, lose an orca whale.
Yeah.
This is some bullshit.
How close was where she was being held to, like a lake?
Not close.
I would say she probably died.
Teen Row sent, yeah.
Or was sold to China. Because I don't know how the fuck does a... How do you lose a whale?
There's no fucking way.
And you think if it escaped, it'd be pretty obvious that a whale escaped.
Also, like, I have a question. If we had the technology to transfer orca whales to fucking China, why was John Irsay spending $80 million in 2 years developing some sort of aquarium plane technology?
They must have kept that shit. It's probably like the evil marine powers that be that want to use it for nefarious reasons and not to free the whales. And Jim Irsay had to kind of build his own. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They did, like, some sort of inhumane travel.
Yeah,
He wanted them to, like, first-class fly to the Pacific.
That's why it took them so long to, like, build it. He's, like, trying to, like... He's building, like, fucking champagne flutes built into, like, their tanks and shit. He's like, no, this place is gonna be fucking sick.
Takate loves champagne.
Wait, why is it saying it's, like, Russian? Is this the wrong whale?
Maybe they sold it to Russia.
Is this the wrong... Because I was also kind of suspect... I think I might have the wrong whale here, guys. Whale prison. What the fuck?
Wait, whale prison?
I think I have the wrong whale that was... Malivina. I think I do have the wrong... Malivina. These whale names are hard as fuck to spell. One orca disappeared from the infamous whale jail. What the fuck is this?
What's the whale jail? We gotta find out about the whale jail.
Oh, god damn it, dude. We just keep getting into a more depressing hole. This is the worst episode we've ever done.
Or is it cool because this whale escaped?
It might be cool. Well, I mean, it didn't... we don't know if it escaped. It's in Russia? Disappeared.
Wait, now it says it's in Russia.
Alright, so what is the fucking whale jail? Let's learn about this. Okay, so... as of right now, we only know the companies which illegally captured and keep 11 orcas and 87 belugas prepared for sale to China Oceanariums filed a statement about the loss of the animal. Let's see, the police conducted an investigation. So the police had conducted an investigation, so apparently this orca did genuinely just disappear.
What the fuck, dude?
It was abducted by fucking aliens or something.
Are the Chinese abducting orcas?
Well, I don't think so, because this is a place where the Chinese buy their orcas.
Yeah, but wouldn't you rather abduct an orca for free than pay that heavy orca price? You know,
I guess, but I think if we learned anything from Jim Irsay, it's very difficult to transport an orca.
That's true. That's fair.
Well, transport an orca humanely.
Yeah. Because they probably throw him in like a 250 or something.
Yeah, they put
Oh my god, they just load him in the bed.
That's built Ford Tough, baby.
Did you guys ever see the fucking Watch the Boys?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know what part I'm thinking about. With the fucking dolphin. Oh god. I'm thinking they just like took a helicopter and they just fucking threw a sling around it.
Yeah, just like, what helicopter could get a whale off the ground?
Like a military one, I guess.
Oh, like one of those ones that they use to, like, pick up tanks and shit.
Yeah
there's helicopters that could lift a whale.
I can't imagine it's a very easy thing to acquire, but who the fuck knows? Maybe China's got them sitting around.
Let's see. It is simply impossible, according to Free Russian Whales Coalition, it is simply impossible for a whale to escape from there. Enclosures with orcas are under the constant supervision of employees of capture companies. Nets are very thick and durable. Their integrity is constantly being checked. There is another safety net around all enclosures, which is also monitored via diving surveys. Enclosures with orcas are under constant video surveillance, and they light up throughout the night. Chewing through the nets is not an easy task for an orca, and there are still no reliably documented facts for orcas to do that. I think it's aliens.
Yeah, I mean, well, you've heard that conspiracy theory that, like, all, like whales are aliens.
Yeah,
like, there's like they don't want people to communicate with them because they'll turn you woke.
I've heard that about octopuses. I've heard that theory.
I've heard it about whales and dolphins. Like, someone said it's illegal to talk to dolphins.
it's illegal to talk to dolphins?
Yeah, I saw that on a TikTok. It said it was illegal to communicate with dolphins and whales. Can you look that up?
What the fuck? That can't possibly...
Well, I don't know. This
What do you mean talk to it? Like, they don't speak the same...
Communicate. I don't speak illegal to communicate with whales.
I thought there was that whole fucking experiment in, like, the 70s about the people who were trying to, like, communicate with dolphins. And they
jerking them off, I thought.
That literally autofilled. Let's see. NOAA Fisheries does not support, condone, approve, or authorize activities that involve closely approaching, interacting, mm-hmm. or attempting to interact with the whales, dolphins, porpoises, seals, or sea lions in the wild.
There you go.
Well, that's for harassing them. That's like...
Well, what about that?
Here's reptileknowledge.com. Is it illegal to try to talk to dolphins?
Reptile knowledge.
Oh man, we're really following the trail here. Because I'm definitely going to want to have to pop around on reptileknowledge.com a little bit when we're done with this, just to stop thinking about orcas.
Reptile knowledge is such a sick URL.
See, this is, all these say, like, interacting, so I think it just means, like, they don't want people, like, fucking touching them.
No, they don't want them to learn how to talk to them.
They don't want us to learn their language.
They don't
want to
realize that they know our language.
Any dolphin trainer will tell you that dolphins and humans... Oh, yeah, dolphin trainers exist. Like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah, we just spent the sign from the government.
It's in the wild.
Because we just spent the first half hour talking about fucking zooquariums and like all these, like, we watched all these marine land commercials with all these dolphin trainers.
I think it said in the first, like, snippet you read that it was only ones in the wild.
Interesting. So, like, the ones that they've broken are allowed to be kept in the aquariums.
Yeah.
Is this the TikTok that you watched, Jacob, of this, like, shirtless guy?
Probably.
It's just the shirtless guy wearing a backpack.
Did you know it is illegal to talk to wild dolphins? Did you know it's illegal to interact with wild dolphins?
Think about it.
I'm serious.
Damn, Jake, I didn't know that you were watching this guy.
I mean,
this guy's licking his lips a lot.
Harking on to the vibrations of my voice because I'm about to go in. We talk about frequency. We talked about language. I'm saying we talked about the nine ether beings versus the human being that's on the earth. You know what I'm saying? The alphabets. We came up with that as a series or the hieroglyphics. You know what I'm saying? That you see on these Egyptian pyramids. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. We came up with these series of writings or these alphabetic sounds or the alphas was training how to communicate because they didn't speak to each other the way how we spoke to one another. You know what I'm saying? We were speaking through telepathic moves, you know what I'm saying? Through sounds and vibrations.
You say understand?
Because all words are simply just sounds and vibrations.
It's different than understanding because you're
understanding. So if you understand dolphins, which is an extraterrestrial species to this realm, just like us, they speak through sounds and vibrations or frequencies. You know what I'm saying? And they also speak through telepathic communication as well. You know, and they know you are also capable of this. You know what I mean? Also should make you wonder what is the difference between the wild dolphins and the dolphin that they got caught up in them aquariums. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, language,
the alphabet was created as a way for the alphas to teach the betas to communicate with God.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And do you have a counter?
I don't.
You have no way to counter.
I got no argument against that. I can't. He's got me.
He's got your ass in a bind right now.
Arm, leg, arm, head.
Teach him how to be like us, how to take on our image. You know what I'm saying? Just like Allah, you have the arm, leg, arm, head. That was the God physique. You know what I'm saying? So once we taught them sounds, because you have to understand words are simply sounds. You know what I'm saying? What is the alphabet? The alphabet is a series of letters. What are letters? There's letters are sounds. You know what I'm saying? Symbols. Symbols used to represent sounds. For example, you say D, you say D. B, book. These are the symbols used to represent sounds. If I just make a sound like it means nothing. You know what I'm saying? Just a sound. But if I put a letter that you understand it, that they, you know, they didn't taught you, that been so repetitious to you, like D, it goes like from I can just put a D on it. Dog now becomes a word. But it's still just a sound. It only is a word to you because you've heard it so many times. You know what I'm saying? But telepathic communication was what we do with the what we do because we're at a higher vibration, at a higher frequency. So we didn't need to use words.
I don't understand.
So that's what's going on. Why they tell you it's illegal to talk to dolphins and all these wildlife, you know, and other wildlife creatures, because though the dolphins are from the Nomos and the Nagas people.
Damn. Saying,
extraterrestrial.
You can't even explain it all. You can't even explain the whole thing.
Out of time.
His name is
really not enough time.
Yeah, that was God King Indiana. if you want to check him out.
Well, I mean, if you think about what he said, like, he really didn't lie at all.
Like, yeah, if you really think about it, you know, the letters like A sounds like and B sounds like buh. It really makes you think, doesn't it?
Yeah, because a lot of people, you know, they aren't paying attention like we are. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? Do you know what I'm saying?
No, I don't know what you're saying, because now I'm looking at frequently asked questions on reptile knowledge. But what were you going to say, Joel?
I'm just confused about what he was saying.
And like buh, and B is like buh, and that's why we can't talk to dolphins.
Yeah, exactly. I just feel like they use telepathy. They're telepathic.
I just feel like someone put my brain in a blender and just poured it back in my skull. Like, I don't even know, man. For real.
So here's the next line of thought, though, is it actually illegal? Because if you listen to him, he made some really good points. Because why else would they, when they want you to talk? You know what
I
mean?
So if I go into the ocean and I find a dolphin and I try to start a conversation with it, will the police find me and shoot me to death?
Only if you're a beta. Only if you're beta.
That's right, because then if I'm an alpha, I can teach all those beta cops the way of language. I guess
that's what he was trying to explain. Is they don't want the betas poisoning the minds of the extraterrestrial dolphins that are out there.
Alpha. Bet.
For real. Alphabet. Beta.
No.
Now
way.
You're getting it. Now
Pita. Griffin.
So does that, wait, so does that, so if it's, if alphabet is split in two with alpha beta, so like first half of the alphabet is alpha, second is beta, can you only speak with the first half of the alphabet to dolphins because they're alpha?
Oh, so they all dolphins can only understand like A through J.
Yeah, so like roughly. Ah, ba,
k,
duh,
f, g,
Where is halfway through the alphabet? Is that like P?
Oh, no, it's like, a little earlier than P. I would say like more M? like M.
M. Yeah, M. I bet it's M.
Around M, I would say.
Real alphas, no.
I'm looking at some of the similar, the frequently asked questions on reptileknowledge.com are similar questions to, is it illegal to try to talk to dolphins? And some of these are giant African land snails good pets? How rare is it to find a brown panda in Minecraft? Can you put a leash on a bunny? Are apes smarter than babies? And what can fly backwards and is not man-made?
What is that?
Yeah, Abe, please show me that one.
Hummingbirds, apparently, is the answer.
Oh, I guess that makes sense.
That's kind of a dumb riddle.
Yeah, that's kind of fucking dumb.
There's no fucking joke to that.
What's the fastest monitor lizard in the world? Can tree frogs eat plants? What is the most natural water filter? What is corn snake?
Do you know their
book?
Homepage?
Yeah, what's going on with reptileknowledge.com? Providing snake care advice since 2005. That's nice. This isn't really that happy, fun website I thought it might be. Maybe just like general reptile articles. How to properly sexing snakes. How to properly sex a snake.
Oh.
What the hell? I don't want to be part of this fucking website anymore. This
man, they're talking about... now. Yeah, that... What are they talking about? Fucking talking to dolphins being illegal when they're just having sex with snakes. That's fucked up.
They're freaking on these reptiles. What the hell?
That's fucked up.
Isn't
man.
That a little weird that, like, wouldn't they go to, like dolphin questions, like, .com or whatever? Like, why are you here? Why are you on the reptile site? You're talking about mammals.
Maybe it's because, maybe if you're, like, a longtime user of Reptile Facts and, like, so you've learned from them and trusted them, and they've taught you how to take care of your many snakes, and then you have this this dolphin question that's burning, so, you know, you ask the only reliable fucking source that you know.
No, my Burmese python, you know, it's a really great pet, but my kids have really wanted a dolphin recently, and I gotta know if I can get one or not.
It's like, would it be okay if I talked to it?
Or, dude, maybe that dude that made the video, maybe he's running Reptile Knowledge, and he just wanted an excuse to post his video.
Yeah.
That makes a lot of sense.
100%. Oh, my God. Aggressive iguana behavior. I don't know if you guys saw recently, did you guys see that the Chocolate Milkman is currently in Illinois?
No.
What? Yeah,
he's in my fucking neck of the woods, dude.
Holy fuck.
What's he up to?
What do you think he's up to? He's drinking chocolate milk.
Well, can we get, like, some reviews? Or, like, where's he been posting?
I would assume on his blog. Well, I saw this on Instagram that he posted from Illinois. But, let's check it out. Let's, you know,
As great as it is to have a milk map, there should be a milkman app where you can track the milkman.
Yeah, find where to track him. Where are you right now?
We should put a chip in him like he's a dog, so we can make sure we always know where he is.
Let's see. Chip him like a dog.
Like, what if he disappears? I don't want him. He's one of the last pure beings in this world. We need to keep him around. Look at that face.
He's so fucking cute and innocent.
Oh, yeah, man, he just loves chalky milk.
Do you guys want to take the end of this episode and we can draft our message to him? Try to get him on the pod?
I mean, what else are we going to do for another 12 minutes? Talk about more dead orcas?
anything to keep us from talking about dead orcas anymore.
Yeah. Let's pull up his contact. Let's pen something to him.
Yeah, let's pen him the most beautiful letter that that he will just not be able to fucking refuse. Should I use my name or should I put first name Bat, last name Chat?
I think Bat Chat. We can send it to the Bat Chat email.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Let's do all right, Bat. And for all of you listeners, it's batchatpod@gmail.com.
Please send us all your favorite facts, unless they're about orcas right now. We're going to need like a week to try and recover from all this terrible orca knowledge.
Yeah, from our this insane burden that we have. We need to cleanse our mind. Subject, free our mind from these dead orcas.
I just realized we never found out exactly if that orca probably escaped or not.
Can we,
I'm gonna assume it escaped.
I'm just gonna close my eyes and imagine that he escaped.
Yeah.
That's all I can hope for, honestly.
I hope it's in Lake Superior.
We should, someday when we're very big and famous, we should make our LLC the John Yersay Fan Club.
Oh my god.
We should. Because, I mean, I'm definitely a fan now.
Yeah, followers of Yersay.
I feel like he gave us the blueprint, and now it's up to us to, like, you know, build the machine. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, yeah, subject, yeah.
Subject interview.
Interview, yeah, we would like to interview.
I mean, hello. Cool. We are...
Yeah, that's
Abe,
a good start.
Jake. And Joel. of the very famous.
Yeah, should we gas ourselves up a little bit?
I don't know if we should hype ourselves up too much. And then he looks.
He might think it's funny.
Yeah, of the very famous, of the very successful podcast, Bat Chat.
Put indie.
Very successful indie podcast.
That way people know that like he knows we're not like big interest.
Yes, Bat Chat. Chats where we discuss several where we discuss a variety of topics such as orca whales to
chocolate milk
to Colts owner Indianapolis Colts owner John Irsay.
I think that'd be good.
Oh god,
just like you know, just talk about stuff we find on the internet. You know, found him, you know?
Yeah.
We found your beautiful channel.
And we rap sometimes.
Where we discuss a variety of internet topics.
You could throw in, like, Takate. Like, for example, Orca Whales. Talk about Takate and Jim Irsay.
Orca Whales and occasional freestyle rapping.
Yeah. I think that works.
we have recently stumbled across your website and as three Western New York milk drinking boys.
Yep.
Western New York milk drinking boys. Boys, we have become enamored.
Yes.
Become enamored. How do you spell enamored? I guess like that.
Close enough.
E-N-A-M-O-R-E-D, maybe?
Yeah. Yeah, we have become enamored and would be so very honored if you would join us for a virtual interview.
Yeah. Or in person. We can fly out.
Fly him out. I would come back to Buffalo to meet the chocolate milkman. We have
like, yeah, you'd have to.
I would have no fucking choice.
If we secured him, yeah, you'd have to.
If he would join us for a virtual interview at your leisure.
Yeah, you put like to discuss.
Virtual you know, interview like your to discuss. Yeah, at your leisure. Leisure to discuss your back history. And passion for chocolate milk.
Yeah.
Oh, what is our favorite chocolate milk that we want to
put? We gotta put intense milk, right?
Well, we should all do a different one because that shows that we're legit. Because we all had different milks. Like you could maybe just do do yours, and then I can give mine.
Yeah, so do you guys wanna let me I'll leave this page open and we can pull up his reviews page.
I know mine.
Do you want to try to find some
You're trying to load your answer.
I bet you have yours, Jacob? I have mine. I have Hoover's Dairy.
All right.
I think that's insane born New York.
Hoover's Dairy. Like that?
Yeah.
All right, and I'll say intense milk. Then
mine's a Burn Dairy, probably. He did that one.
Nice. Burn. Oh, Joel.
B. Oh, yeah.
Joel. Burn Dairy. Nice. Nice, dude.
He's going to be impressed.
I think those are three really good picks, yeah.
Yeah, we fucking. I think he's going to be very impressed. Hello, we are Abe, Jake, and Joel of the very successful indie podcast Bat Chat, where we discuss a variety of internet topics, orca whales, and occasional freestyle rapping. We have recently stumbled across your website, and as three Western New York milk-drinking boys, we have become enamored and would be so very honored if you would join us for a virtual interview at your leisure to discuss your history and passion for chocolate milk.
I would say, like, thank you for your time.
Yeah, thank you for your time.
Love you.
For your time. Yeah, thank you for your time. We look forward to speaking with you, and we love you.
We should say we love you. Yeah. That might be jumping the gun a little
bit. Yeah, I'll leave that till after the interview.
Thank you for your time. We look forward to speaking with you. We look forward to speaking with you. Love.
Really good. No, don't put love.
Love your biggest fans. I'll just say your biggest fans.
Yeah, and then you just sign off as like Bat Chat Pod.
Your biggest fans. Abe, Jake, Joel of the Bat Chat Podcast. What do you think?
I think it looks great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Solid. I spelled the email right. Bat Chat Pod.
Let me double check it.
Guys, just to be clear, we should everybody listening, please try and comment on his Instagram posts that to get interview with Bat Chat Pod.
It's BATCHATPOD at gmail.com.
Perfect. Yeah, I want all of our listeners to be sending this man constant DMs, just like the iCarly come to Brazil people.
Oh my god, I forgot about that.
Fool's errand, go on Bat Chat. Go on Bat Chat.
Please.
Alright, here we go.
Yeah, send her in.
I'm so nervous, guys. I'm sweating.
Thanks, message received. I'll reply as soon as I can. And in the meantime, may the chocolate milk gods continue to smile upon you.
Wow. Oh, what a kind gods. King. Kind words.
King.
I'm obsessed, dude. This would be huge for us.
That would be massive for us if we could swing this cast. We'd be on another level.
Oh my god! Can you imagine,
dude?
We wouldn't have to work anymore.
Oh my god!
Yeah,
first
that's it.
Fool's errand. Then like Jimmy Kimmel wants to interview us or something. Who knows?
That's the next logical step. Yeah.
Why Jimmy Kimmel?
I don't know, man.
So I heard you boys recently had the chocolate milk critic on your podcast. What? Tell me, what was he like?
He was loved fucking chocolate, awesome. Jimmy.
Listen, well, here, Jimbo.
Well, Jimmy, he was fucking sick. He was way fucking cooler than you, bitch. I bet you, name me your top 10 favorite chocolate milks, Jimbo, you fucking sack of shit.
I bet you drink wine like a coward.
Yeah, I bet you only drink Chardonnay and fucking
champagne.
And Prosecco.
Prosecco.
And fucking, I bet you drink a Manhattan instead of a chocolate milkin'.
Probably ask for like fucking Jim Beam on the rocks or something. Heinous.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I think we got a shot, but we gotta be diligent. I'm fucking sure he knows that he's our priority right now.
Jacob,
be able to sleep until he answers us back.
I gotta say, I think we should have told him we love him.
Yeah, maybe. That's one of those 50-50s. It could go either way. You could either really appreciate it or be really freaked out.
If I send a follow-up email, P.S. we love you.
No, don't do that. That might be too far. Just a step too far. Oh, man.
Oh, my God. What?
I mean, is there anything else we got to talk about today?
Man, I mean, I could go on. I feel like I'm going for hours. I'm just in a podcasting mood today.
I mean, we can keep going. I mean, I'm just seeing we're about the hour mark. Oh, wait, we started kind of late.
Yeah, we started later than that.
Like 2 or 3 minutes into recording,
holy
I think.
What is there anything we could do for 2 to 3 minutes, Abe? That would like fill out 2 to 3 minutes, like the end of the pod.
I don't know. We could look at this list of Chinese milks, unless you can think of anything.
Yeah, there's nothing I could think of. Let's look at these list of Chinese milks.
Wow, China apparently has fucking pop and chocolate milk.
The Chun Black.
Yeah, Yu Chun Black. Wow, dark chocolate flavor, dialed back sweetness, great creamy quality, all delivered through a velvety thin texture. Aww, the taste lingers nicely on your tongue. You will wish it stayed for longer. Took me 7 weeks in China to find one, but the remainder of my time here will be spent with a carton of this in close proximity.
Wow. Dude, I want to try that. It sounds fucking good.
He spent 7 weeks somehow? In China just hunting down this particular carton of chocolate milk.
Oh my god.
Can we like order it? You think online?
I don't know.
Sounded like it was hard for him to find while he was there.
That might be because he was so close to the source, like he was on the ground, you know.
Oh, but like Amazon bought them all out, so
yeah,
makes it harder to get them.
Dude, I mean, I showed you guys my fucking like all this talk about chocolate milk has really put me in the moods for like chocolate milk. I got some myself the other day, and it was fucking awesome.
Never felt better.
I felt alive. I drank it while I was gaming.
You really gotta make like a chocolate kefir or something.
I like how you search that and everything that comes up is his website.
Oh my god.
He is the premier chocolate milk critic. We have to get him on!
Yeah, we need him on. We need him on this podcast.
Fuck.
And dark chocolate milk sounds good too, because yeah. I like dark chocolate more than milk chocolate.
Me too. That's what was enticing me.
Maybe you can't we'll even have fucking to get it find it him. Anywhere, dude.
Maybe he's just like the only vendor for it.
Yeah, what if that's his Chinese milk farm?
He has a dairy farm in China.
Well, dude, yeah. I'm thinking he like put it on the map, and now it's just in such high demand, you can't find it. It gets bought out.
This is like one of the questions we have to ask him is like, okay, so like you go to China. And how do you, like, become aware of all of these different types of milk? Like, do you just go to the store and freestyle it? Or do you have, like, some sort of chocolate milk guide that you follow?
Yeah. Or does he, like, do, like, I would imagine intensive research before he books a flight to China?
Yeah, it's like, will this place have enough chocolate milk to sustain me?
Did he have, like, a buddy on the ground? Like, some guy from China who's already given him the scoop on the next best thing?
I know.
He has a lot of Chinese friends.
I bet he's got friends everywhere, man. Every last inch of this world has a chocolate milk lover. And he's gonna hear from him. I swear to God. Oh my God.
What's up, Joel?
Oh my God. I like the orange is the new black.
Yeah, what the fuck? 13 female convicts reacting to life sentences.
Wait, Wyoming man, West Virginia man, releases clearest trail cam footage to date.
What the fuck? Bigfoot? It's like two Bigfoots knife fighting is the picture.
It's like an hour it's long. Clearest
to date, though.
What the fuck? All right, should I bookmark this for next time?
Yeah, yeah.
Who would win between the Yeti and a Bigfoot in a knife fight, man? That is.
But the Yeti is bigger, though, you would think. And I think it depends on the terrain, too.
And I think the Yeti probably has a thicker hide from being in cold weather.
Yeah, uh-huh.
All right, well, I think that... we'll have to save the Yeti versus Bigfoot knife fight for next episode. I think I know what we're starting with. But, I don't know, I feel like we're about an hour. But I feel like there's something missing.
Yeah, we haven't... Maybe... Yeah, I don't know. Something I feel like we're lacking. I can't really put my finger on it.
Joel, is there anything you can think of that we haven't done yet that we normally do?
Dude, I'll be honest. I've been itching. I got this itch under my skin that I just can't get at. I need to freestyle.
Oh! Freestyling! Well, how about...
Joel loves doing that.
How about this? We have this Ooh Daredevil X Mingo X Surf type beat, Orca Whale.
Oh my gosh! An orca. Seems like you could say it's like a killer whale type beat.
I guess you could say it's like a killer whale type beat.
Throw that drawing on.
Bow.
This has been episode 53. Thanks for listening.
Thanks everybody. Sorry for talking about whales dying for the first half hour.
Yeah, sorry that got so dark. Hey.
Hang on. We love you.
Coming in with this orca whale type beat.
A little rap, little voice.
Getting wet with my orcas. dripping wet with my orcas. Shout out Ursay. Shout out the Colts. Andrew Luck, you let them down. How could you? Shit's fucked up, bro. You should have stuck through it. Keep it rolling. I can't believe this. My man Ursay, he tried to free him. He tried to give them orcas another life. Can't believe this. Ursang, you're my homeboy, you're my father. I wish you had raised me. I still love you, Dad, but Ursang's the best. He's kind of test. He wants to free them, give all the orcas a free life, a good life, the one that we all want. Who needs to rhyme when you're the sickest, when you're the illest, when you got orcas behind you? They all want to give you drip, wet. Know I'm the illest, I'm the chillest. I, with my orcas, my porpoises, they all they wanted to give me the Dorises. Yeah. Shout out Doris, shout out Domingo, shout out Ursang, shout out Trio, shout out Takeoff, shout out R.I.P. Takeoff. We miss you so much. R.I.P. Takate. I hope that there's an orca living in Lake Superior. I hope Abe sees it breaching next to Chicago Pier. We are the bad chat, we going sailing. Me, Jake, and Abe, we bailing. We bail out the orcas, we give all the money, we pay for the aquarium airplanes. Fuck all those people who transport whales with out a fucking underwater airplane. How the fuck could you throw a harness on that John and lift him out of there? How are you not gonna give him the right environment to go off of? Like, how the fuck you expect them to live without that moisture, man? They're just gonna get cold flown through the air like that. They ain't meant for that, man. Those orcas are supposed to keep, they ain't supposed to fly. They're supposed to swim, graceful, free, free willy, man. I'm not gonna stop. How dare y'all? I can't believe y'all. Fuck.
Fuck yeah, Joel. Killed it again. Oh,
you crushed another one.
Wow.
Thank you for all for listening.
I love you, Jacob. I love you, Joel.
I love you guys. Perfecto. Love you, listeners. Love you, Jim Irsay. Love you, Takate.
Bye.
Bye.